It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students who are struggling with private student loan debt would get similar protections as those with federal loans under a bill moving through the Colorado legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
There are an estimated 140,000 private loan borrowers in Colorado carrying $2 billion in debt. The private loan market is largely unregulated. Haley Banier-Becker has $58,000 in debt, $10,000 more than when she took out the loan.
This bill will make it so that borrowers are receiving upfront support so that we understand our options without having to spend hours on the phone.
The bill requires lenders to release co-signers if certain conditions are met, among other protections. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Purple Heart recipients who live in Colorado will now get into state parks for free. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure expands a law that already gives veterans with a disability free entrance to state parks. Democratic Representative David Ortiz is a main sponsor and a Purple Heart recipient. The former aviator and U.S. Army veteran survived a catastrophic helicopter crash while serving in Afghanistan.
And we always call it, you know, the medal that nobody wants is the Purple Heart Award, right? There's several service members that live with the Purple Heart that might not necessarily have a disability rating to qualify for free park access.
The measure does not apply to campsite reservations. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Canyon City is receiving a brownfields grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports.
The $800,000 grant will help with environmental assessments on up to 18 sites along the Arkansas Riverfront and the downtown Main Street corridor. Funds will also be used to create reuse and cleanup plans. Some of the targeted areas include the 2-acre Skyline steel site and the 20,000-square-foot Ready Ice plant in the riverfront area. Heavy metals are among the toxic materials of concern. Other locations in Colorado receiving brownfields grants are the city of Trinidad and Hinsdale County. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
In Pueblo, an explosion at the Evraz steel plant sent 8 people to the hospital. A plant spokesperson says it happened after a buildup of pressure when some water got into a furnace. The plant is expected to stay closed while an investigation continues. In Pueblo and along the Front Range, more rain today, then some clearing through the week. This is CPR News.